do. Now you know this is the end.
Sob scan your Scotty Spanks butts. He scants when he struts. No one told him never to be rude. He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls, it's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
You can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. You know what I'm living for, 'cause I've got you. Do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door, 'cause you know what I'm living for, 'cause I've got you. Sometimes you'll feel so low, you know that you're losing your mind. You feel so innocent, but you know that the feelings are blind. 'Cause you can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, 'cause I got you. I know your silly games, but I don't wanna play them no more. You stay out every night and still you come and you cry at my door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, I got you. Sometimes you'll feel so low, you know that you're losing your mind. Feel so innocent, but you know that the feelings are blind. Yeah, you can do it on the kitchen floor, hanging on the bathroom door. Yes, you know what I'm living for, 'cause I got you. 'Cause I got you. 'Cause I got you. I got you.
Hey, it's the Scenic Drive time here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, and very special guest, Aaron Maiden from Roots Rock Rebel from Montreal.
Hey, how's
worlds,
it going?
Worlds collide?
Yeah, out east versus west.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to be out here.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, totally.
Both of our shows can be downloaded at musicaloccupation.com. Mm-hmm. High five, Musical Occupation.
Yeah.
Woo! Boom. Yeah, and so what brings you out west?
Lots of stuff. I was due for a visit because it had been about 10 years since I've been in Vancouver. And I ironically kind of, I didn't organize my dates super well. So I missed the Ska Festival in Victoria. And then I missed like a lot of the bands that were coming through Vancouver as well. But I was up in the north of the province doing some radio journalism work up there. And then just been like, you know, catching up with people in the city.
Some pipeline journalism.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Tell us, we love hearing about that here in BC because it's affecting us directly.
Yeah, yeah, well, for sure. And I mean, out east, it's affecting people too. Yeah. But basically, I was up in Wet'suwet'en territory, kind of like right smack in the middle of the province, where people have been taking this courageous stance to just block pipeline development. You know, that they say there's like seven different ones that are running through their territory, which could affect like the clean drinking water they have up there, access to salmon. And so they held an action camp where they invited a whole bunch of supporters from all across North America. There's about 200 people that came up.
Awesome.
To talk about supporting them. And yeah, it was cool. So I was glad to be up there. You know, I wouldn't say I had any regrets missing the Ska Festival, because I'm sure I could come back out another year.
You'll see
year
those bands again.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
And again, and again, and again.
Yeah, maybe not Mos Def. I think that would have been like a unique opportunity to see him play at a Ska Festival.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen too often.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your show is on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Your time, what's
it's 10 to midnight Montreal time, but people out in Vancouver could listen. I guess that'd be 7 to 9 p.m.
Yep.
Out on the West Coast.
CKUT.ca.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, like you just mentioned, I also put the podcast up at musicaloccupation.com, which is a great blog. I should send a shout out to Steve, who does a lot of great design work.
Yes.
He's done, you know, it's awesome with that guy, because you see his design work. It's all over the ska scene around the world, you know.
Well, you've been here for like a week or so, and you're staying in East Van, so there's a lot, you may see a lot of his art on certain beers. He's been doing the Parallel 49 beer labels, which is like, he does all those beer labels, and there's a lot of, you know, posters around, you see.
That makes sense. Yeah. I was in a liquor store the other day, I was like, that looks familiar, that beer.
Yeah. Yeah, great guy. So, and speaking of Montreal, they're Montreal Ska Festival, they're set to announce some names in about a week.
Yeah, August 1st. So, right, yeah.
They're announcing kind of, August 1st.
Yeah.
The festival is in September.
October.
October.
So the dates are set. The dates are October 17th to the 20th. I don't know if that's the Thanksgiving long weekend. It's usually around then. So it kind of works out nice for people who want to like plan their long weekend around it. I was kind of sent here as an ambassador from the Montreal ska scene to encourage all you fine Vancouverites to come out to that. Because, you know, it's definitely like an East Coast thing in the sense that we, like for example, last year there was a New York City showcase. So we had like a lot of bands come up from New York City, and there's kind of that close proximity to like a huge booming scene in New York. But, you know, like the West Coast has like had a really cool ska scene going on for a while. And I think just given the huge like geographical vastness of Canada, it's kind of hard for people to make it back and forth. But it's an amazing festival to check out. You know, I would say that
how many years is this one?
Well, so this is the fifth anniversary this year. Yeah. And it's kind of like, it's, you know, just because it's only been running 5 years, it's not quite at the stage that Victoria Ska Festival is at. We don't do outdoor shows, but it's also October.
It's October, a little chilly.
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense to do outdoor shows in October. But I kind of like the fact that it's an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest. Not an Oktoberfest in that sense. But it's an October festival.
Yeah.
Not with Lederhosen and all that.
Although maybe one year you can, you know, bring out Ringding and get a German theme going.
Yeah. I'll suggest that to the programmers. But yeah, I mean, it's nice because it doesn't really compete with a lot of the other big summer festivals.
True, yeah.
And, you know, the fact that...
And Montreal, the jazz festival and the Pooza festival, heavily saturated with reggae and ska, which unfortunately we don't get at the jazz festival. And, well, I mean, it's changing this year. Every year there's a little few more, but every time I see the lineup for the Montreal Folk Festival, I just drool.
Yeah.
You know, you get Ernest Ranglin sometimes, and just
for sure.
Skatalites play on a regular basis, and Lorraine is always doing something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ska is just like a huge part of like the Quebecois culture as well, because like, you know, you look at different parts of the world, like there's basically like really booming ska scenes in like so many countries. Like there's a big like francophone music festival in Montreal every year called Francofolie. We had Fermin Muguruza from the Basque country Nice. Who's like a, you know, ska band out there, similar to like Manu Chao. He came up and played these big outdoor shows, tons of people.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool. You know, bands like Grim Skunk have been playing for a long time.
Yeah, I still see they actually come out here on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm shocked every time I see the name. I'm like, wow, they're still going?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, yeah, Montreal Ska Festival is happening like October 17th to the 20th this year. It's going to be our fifth anniversary. I'm allowed to announce two of the bands already.
Only two. The rest are top secret.
Yeah, but people can check MontrealSkaFestival.ca in a few days to get the full lineup. But basically, it was just announced that Big D and the Kids Table from Boston, they're going to be one of the big headliners this year. And the Green Room Rockers from Indiana, who are a fabulous band. They've been playing around for a few years. They've toured with the Slackers. They're also going to be up at the festival. And it's going to be a fun party.
So, awesome. Well, let's play some Green Room Rockers, and we'll find some Big D, and we'll play some music, and we'll come back and talk to you all very shortly. And this track?
This is a new tune from Green Room Rockers. They just put out a vinyl EP on Jump Up Records out of Chicago, and this is it's all Clash covers that they did.
Killer.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Clamp Down.
Yeah.
Working, 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 yeah, the working on in every.
And we're back with Roots Rock Scenic Drive.
Yeah. Be the new name for a mashup show.
Yeah. That was Alton Ellis and Hortense.
Nice.
Ellis off of the great At Studio One re-release from, I think that's Heartbeat from a few years ago, quite a few years ago now. And of course that song was made, you hear that song, actually I don't know if you get it on the East Coast, East side of, Dave Wakeling tours out here a lot.
Oh yeah.
And it's one of the sort of English beat.
Okay.
Staples that we get to hear. That
is he living in the States?
He lives in California.
Okay.
And very political, very...
cool.
If you definitely follow his Twitter page, he's got some definite opinions about things when it comes to American politics. Even
right.
though he's British,
yeah,
born and raised, but he's deep in there, and I think he works with a lot of charities and stuff too. So
cool, I got to check that out. It's interesting how like a lot of the two tone musicians still really retain that politics of the two-tone
era
as well.
And that's something kind of surprising that in this day and age, even since like Desert Storm and now this Iraq, Afghanistan, we don't see that many bands. You know, the Slackers put out that sort of anti-George Bush mm-hmm. EP, but maybe you're hearing more bands than I am, but I expect in this day and age when people are going nuts over our freedoms and all this war, that there would be more songs, less songs about falling in love and
yeah.
more songs about why we're getting screwed by the government.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. It always seems easy to write those songs about love and about drinking or about heartbreak. I think some bands kind of stray away from the more political tunes because it's a bit hardy. You got to be able to like write that song and then back it up and defend it. But, whatever. I mean, there's times when you need to, like, take a stand. There's times when you need to dance.
Yes.
I mean, the cool thing about the two-tone era is, like, I've had Pauline Black from The Selector on
yeah.
my show a few times. And they're an amazing band. Still so much fun. But she'll just go off if you ask her any question about politics, about racism
yeah.
in the UK. She can talk forever about that,
And, yeah. Yeah, you had a great interview in the last while because she had a book that
yeah,
came out.
Yeah,
Black by Design. Is
that yeah, what? Yeah, Black by Design. Very cool autobiography. She's got a really interesting history of she comes from a Nigerian background, but then she was adopted into a white family, and then so Two Tone was this really interesting like self identity experience for her of like realizing her like African and Caribbean roots. And yeah, it's cool. People should check it out if they get a
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, so many two-tone books right now. It's Horace Panthers
yeah.
has one, and Linville Golding has a book out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're all coming out. I guess with the 30th anniversary they just had a couple years ago, I think there was just this demand for history, or maybe the guys it's great hearing from Horace because he was being an art teacher for the last 10 or 20 years
really?
in a high school or something. And, huh. and then, they started when his students found out, what band he was in and was going back to play with, they were just going crazy that, this epic band that's playing for the Queen and the Olympics and,
My art teacher is a legend.
Yeah.
Punk rock legend.
Okay. We also heard in that set, we started with the Green Room Rockers, Clamp Down, off the Clash Goes Jamaica album, which is not out yet, though, right? It's coming out?
I'm not sure. I know Jump Up Records yeah. is going to press it on vinyl. So if you go to jumpup.com,
yeah.
it's all up there, Jump Up Records. Yeah.
And Chuck's still doing his radio show, which I didn't realize till a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
I saw him posting, and I'm like, oh, it's still going on.
Yeah. Totally. That guy's been holding it down for so long.
And he's got his daughter doing the shows with him.
Oh,
his
really?
Young, very young daughter. And
okay.
she's great. And every Sunday night, I can't remember the time, but yeah, go to Jump Up Records or search Chuck Wren. He's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Play some great, great stuff. And he's doing he's really bringing some great artists to Chicago. Lately,
yeah.
he's been up in his game with bringing some great legends. Derek Morgan recently, I guess, and I guess that's a bit of a drive for you. But do you go down to the States very often?
Well, I go to New York. Yeah, I haven't been to Chicago in years. But actually, I was just in New York in early June for the crazy ska festival I had down there is the Apple Stomp.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was
amazing lineup.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. Yeah. People joked about it. So is Asbestos Records that put it on. And essentially Asbestos Records, their new ska label that came up in the last few years. Probably people who were definitely hardcore into the third wave ska era on the East Coast of the States, which is just a huge thing. And then are kind of trying to revive a little bit of a nostalgia for that. So they had this whole project where, they were doing crowdsourcing campaigns to fundraise to repress kind of the classic albums of the third wave era on vinyl, which I think is really cool. So they put on this festival, which was who was it? Well, the Slackers were one of the big headliners.
Scofflaws,
Pie Tasters. But then even there was a lot of bands that reunited.
Metro Stiley.
Yeah.
I loved that band, that album. When I saw that name, I was like, oh my God. Fantastic.
Yeah. So they were there. Inspector Seven, who just got back together recently. And I mean, it was cool. I had a lot of fun. Some of the guys from the Slackers were joking, and they even made a joke about this on stage during their set, which might have been kind of controversial, but they were basically okay, this is funny, right? It's all these bands who were around in the 90s and then haven't done anything for 20 years, and it's heavy on the nostalgia, but they were the Slackers are we've been playing for those 20
stopped.
Years, and so this isn't some special gig for us in that sense. But whatever, it was amazing, right? I'd say the downside was the bands only played half hour sets.
Yeah.
So it just it wasn't enough because they tried to cram so much into two nights.
The weekend, I didn't check my email, but the weekend that was happening, I checked my mailbox and I got an email supposedly from the festival organizers saying, We're sorry. The whole weekend is canceled. Apple Stomp is over. It's canceled.
Huh.
But it was not a real, it was a made up fake email. So I guess they had pissed someone off. I don't know if there was a band that wasn't allowed to be on the festival. I mentioned it. I sent some tweets to some of the people that were part of it saying, and it was, I'd gotten the email too late. So it's not like I was telling people, oh, it's canceled.
Right.
But someone was probably sending out these massive emails to ska people trying to get the word out that to screw this festival over.
Sabotage.
Yeah. And I talked to someone in the East Coast and they said they had an idea who it might be, but they're not going to mention it on social media just in case, you know, but
didn't hear about that controversy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just went and had a really great time. There's some nice after parties. The crew, Matty Ruthless and the Fourth Rights, put on a really fun show. They've been throwing a lot of things in Brooklyn. That's another cool thing maybe we should just mention is there's a...
Well, the Rocksteady documentary.
Yeah. So there's a documentary film that just came out called Brooklyn Rocksteady, documenting kind of the whole transition from the third wave ska era. It was mostly happening in venues around Manhattan. And just because Manhattan, a lot of the music clubs have shut down and it's so ridiculously expensive to live in Manhattan, everything kind of shifted over to Brooklyn. And there's a really amazing scene out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in small clubs and studio spaces and.
Yeah. Although I did hear one critique of the film. I haven't seen it yet. So to be fair, I should probably see it. But I did hear that they didn't really make an effort to, there's so many old Jamaican artists who are living in Brooklyn today, Johnny Osborne, Sister Nancy, just to name a couple. They didn't really reach out to those older folks. They mostly just focused on younger white kids playing the music. So that's probably a huge thing they missed out. But, the soundtrack sounds really good. I'm interested to check that out at least. And
they just did the first showing this last week.
Yeah.
So I think they're looking for other cities that want to air this documentary too. The guy put out an email saying if any cities are interested in doing a one off.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Vancouver, Montreal will.
Yeah.
Get a little theater going.
Yeah.
Or a little back room with some couches and a big screen, and some beer.
Yeah.
What was I going to bring up now? Let's play some more music.
Yeah.
Maybe Montreal. This is one of my favorite Montreal bands. Danny Rebel and the KGB.
Great band.
It's fantastic. Not touring as much because Danny's married. He's got a kid. He's got a kid now.
Yeah. He's had a kid a while ago. Yeah. So they're kind of taking some time off. But they're playing a show, probably like their first show in about a year. I think sometime in late July. But I don't want to say their touring days are over, but it seems like
they're not. What about Montreal Ska Festival? Are they going to be part of that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I have to keep tight-lipped on that.
You got to keep tight-lipped on, yeah. But once again, Montreal Ska Festival happening October 17th
to the 20th.
The fifth annual, Big D and the Kids Table, Green Room Rockers, and some more mystery guests to be announced on August 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep your ears open for that. Here's some Danny Rebel.
We're all running because deep inside you know I'm no good. All men have their demons, all men have things to hide. Just look in my eyes, you see I'm guilty. So just lock me up and throw away the key, because deep inside you know I'm no good. So just lock me up and throw away the key, because deep inside I'm just plain evil.
Dave Hilliard off the California album with Alex Desire and the Hepcat Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mad I didn't pick up that album last week or the other week. But you have the whole thing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I've been listening to it a little bit. I don't have the physical copy. I was kind of nagging Dave because I wanted to buy a vinyl version of it because I love collecting vinyl. Anytime I can get my hands on a vinyl record, it's like, that's what I go for. But it was like, if you're buying the album on vinyl to mail it up to Canada, yeah, it's like twice as much. So, yeah. But he's been sending me some of the songs. I've been really into it. And like, that guy works crazy hard, you know? He's like, not only is he always touring with the Slackers, but then he just put out like the Friends and Enemies album in December.
Just in the Christmas,
and then does this California album. And
it's so great to have it. I mean, he must have had these songs out there. Like, a lot of them are recorded many years ago too, I think, right? And he's just gotten it together. Oh, there must be just crates and crates of tapes from all those, well, especially like New York, the King Django, Stubborn, all, you know, the Stubborn records must have just tons of stuff, unreleased stuff that they just... Yeah.
Well, folks should check out, there's a, you know, Victor Rice did a really cool dub album of all these old tapes he'd found in the Virgin City Studios.
I got that. It's fantastic.
And he put it out as for the Stubborn Records 20th anniversary, which was, I think, just last year. And, you know, it's kind of cool because if you're like us and if you're a little bit nostalgic for, like, that 90s ska, which, you know, I think, unfortunately, there's, like, you just don't have the same institutions these days who are, like, pumping stuff out, like Virgin City and, you know, Stubborn Records, and that whole kind of scene around New York was just pretty legendary. And I don't know, it's kind of nice to have a throwback to that sometimes. Like the Apple Stomp in New York was a big throwback for me, and I was really young growing up in that. Like, I was like a teenager in the 90s when I got into the ska scene in Toronto. But now when I go back to Toronto, there's like, who was I talking to recently? I was talking to the Harmonauts, and they're like, There's nothing going on.
Yeah. You just gotta dig, I guess, right?
You gotta dig.
You gotta dig.
But it's also Toronto. Anyways, I shouldn't badmouth Toronto. Yeah. I badmouth Toronto every chance I get.
Well, you're in Vancouver.
Exactly.
You know? When in Rome.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
You know? Nobody likes Toronto.
Oh, we're mad at Toronto for a while. In my other life, the city is dead set against supervised injection sites.
Oh, yeah.
And in the last 2 weeks, there's been lots of debates going on, and it's not looking too good.
Their mayor needs a safe injection site.
Just for him.
Yeah.
The really... Well, okay, never mind.
That's a whole other discussion right there.
It's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Aaron Maiden, host of Roots Rock Rebel from CKUT in Montreal. And later on today, you're going to be down on Hastings at Co-op?
Yeah, I'm going to swing by there and see a friend who does a show. And I was actually there the other day. And, like, you know, I'm a huge community radio fan. Like, I try to, every city I go to, I'll just kind of try to go to the community radio station. So it's, you know, this is my first time at CITR. And
you're heavily, heavily into politics and, mm-hmm. and that the scene, like, and let's maybe talk some more about that. Have you been arrested lately?
Yes, I have. And basically everyone in Montreal has been arrested recently. Montreal is a really crazy place right now. I mean, it was more so over the last few months. Basically, you know, we had like a huge student strike in Quebec last year, which was phenomenal, but it also resulted in a lot of like police repression and crackdowns. So during the student strike, which lasted about 7 months, there was over 3,500 arrests.
Wow.
So you're still seeing the fallout from that. And basically what they did is the province passed a law criminalizing protests. Like, you couldn't be in a protest with more than 50 people without getting pre-approval from the police. That law was struck down by the new government, but we still have a municipal bylaw in Montreal which says that you can't have a march that doesn't give its route to the police at least 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, man.
But the thing is, like, no one in Montreal really trusts the police. Yeah. So it's like people have been trying to march anyways, and they've been arresting, like, I think it's since between March and May of this year, there was over 1,500 arrests.
Wow.
Just in demonstrations. And, you know, the police would do these like kettles where they'd circle everyone and then give you what essentially amounts to like a parking ticket, like a municipal bylaw infraction. But it was $637 per head.
And is everyone fighting that, I assume?
Yeah. So that's been a little glimpse of Montreal lately. But, you know, it's still one of my favorite cities in the world.
It's beautiful, beautiful city.
Yeah.
And, I'm due for a revisit. Maybe October.
Yeah.
I'll bring my Lederhosen.
Oktoberfest. We'll get some beer flowing and some sausages as well. Yeah. And
some umpap pasca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would work really well.
I think so.
I'm going to suggest that to Val, the programmer.
Yeah.
And see what we can do.
She loves me.
Yeah,
she'll totally do that. She stayed at my house a few times.
She's probably listening to this right now.
She probably
actually is. Yeah. Hi, Val.
Hi, Val. We love you, and we love the Montreal Ska Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the we're talking about that Victor Rice album. It's Dub Discoveries from Virgin City is the name of it,
mm-hmm.
and here's a track off of that. It's called Brother Dub. This is an older. I remember this song off of one of his. I don't know. Probably in the 90s, one of his solo releases. But this is a different mix, obviously. All these are different mixes of stuff. But this is Brother Dub.
Right on. We'll be right back.
Victor Rice, Brother Dub, Dub Discoveries, from Virgin City. Great album. Definitely try and track that down. Thought I had something set up here, but that's okay. Thanks for coming in, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's been a blast.
Yeah, I'll have to come to Montreal sometime.
Open invitation on Roots Rock Rebel, if you do.
And so you can listen to Aaron and myself both on musicaloccupation.com. Our podcasts are posted up there weekly. I guess you're not going to be on the air on Wednesday night this week because you'll be here in Vancouver.
Yeah, but I'll be back July 31st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, Wednesday.
Wednesday's 10 to midnight Eastern time. 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time.
CKUT.ca.
Yeah.
I should play this. This band played this weekend at the Folk Festival and just blew everyone away. And just as I thought, they created the most amazing dance party. Folk fests, you know, sometimes they have those little folk fest chairs and everyone's like, sit down, I can't see the band. Yeah. Move over to the left, move over to the... It didn't matter. The people were dancing whether you liked it or not. And it was just, they just throw in so many different genres and they had some great workshops. Anyway, this is their newest album. It's called Brighter... Oh, sorry, the album's called Steal the Light. This song is called Brighter Than Gold. And we'll see you next week. That's not it. Hold on, hold tight. That's it.
Four steps in the morning, two steps in the day, three steps in the evening, and the darkness is ablaze, and all the angels. Soldier, come step to the parade. I run out like a cheetah, the monk is in the blood. And what a piece of work is man who screams the name of love. But all his brothers, cousins, sisters, and others hear his fuzz.
In the moonlight, I'm with you. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m.